prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Our base performance, like our underlying stats, equated with a 90-win team last year. We happened to win 84, so it's probably not, you know, not that unusual that they predict us to win more than 84. But hopefully we'll prove them wrong and win a lot more than 85.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Cole Wright. He joins us on the El Pamani Ford Hotline. El Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. And Cole will be working with Marquee Sports, the Cubs' new network, and he'll be in Arizona very shortly. Cole, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Cole.
I'm doing well. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. So tell us about the Marquee Network. How close are things? We know it's right around the corner. I believe, another 10 days, 12 days, something like that, you guys will be up and running. And I'm sure you've gotten a chance to take a look at everything. I know you grew up here, so it's a return home for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, what do we have coming up? Like, you know, right around the corner, you know, the 22nd of February, that's going to be our launch day. And that's going to be the day, you know, we're unveiled to the world. And, you know, I can't wait. It's going to be the first spring training game. You know, we're going to be down there. Taylor McGregor, she's a reporter. She's going to be entrenched down there with the Cubs in Arizona. And I'll be there on Sunday, down there for about a week and change, just getting to know some of the guys. And, you know, we're also going to roll out an Ernie Banks documentary on the first day, on the 22nd. So, I mean, what better way to introduce the network to not just Chicagoland, but just to the world, not only with a preseason game, but with also an Ernie Banks documentary. It doesn't get much better than Ernie Banks when we're talking Cubs baseball.
Cole, like a lot of people in our audience, I know you from the NFL Network, watching your fine work over the years. But I listened to your interview over the weekend with Bruce and Matt Spiegel, and got a kick out of hearing you reminisce just about how this is coming home for you and how you ended up becoming part of the Marquee Sports Network and how you used to wait tables at Bandera. Was that the case?
It's funny. It's funny because, you know, I was right around the corner from the NBC tower, and, you know, all the people from NBC would come in to eat, you know, whether it was Marion Brooks or Allison Rosati or Art Norman, they would come in, and I'd always ask the host, like, make sure you put them at my table. And I'd try to, you know, try to hustle a little bit and try to drop off a tape or whatever. You know, back in the day, it was actually a tape or a DVD. But, yeah, it is a homecoming, you know, to be able to, you know, drive down the same street where I used to get out of and I used to smell like rotisserie chicken. And now, you know, it's a different scenario. It's a little humbling. So it's pretty fun.
And you played baseball, too, as a kid growing up, right?
A little bit, yeah. You know, I played out of Waubonsie Valley High School, and then I played a little bit in college and a little bit afterwards. And, you know, I was able to work, you know, work in Boston for the Red Sox. And also, you know, I was just most recently out in Los Angeles. Not only was I at NFL Network, but I worked, you know, on the side for the Dodgers as well for Spectrum Sportsnet LA. So, you know, just the baseball aspect of being able to get back to that, you know, that's a homecoming in and of itself.
So, Nicole, you know Chicago well, and you know the Cubs organization, and you know how important it is, you know, when people are on the air talking about the Cubs, the institutional knowledge. And how far back do you go with Cubs baseball, and how much do you think that will be an asset for you?
I like to think I go a little bit further back than most. You know, that's one of the things, you know, I've always been, you know, a fan of baseball history. You know, watching, you know, Ken Burns baseball didn't seem to just be enough. I also have the gigantic coffee table book, which I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but there is the actual, you know, the 10-inning frame in an actual book form. So I have them on DVD, I have them on VHS, and I also have it in book form. So, you know, I'm just kind of a baseball history junkie. You know, anytime there's a documentary, whether it's Fastball on Netflix, I don't know if you guys have seen that one before, or the Ted Williams doc, you know, I feel like I just can't get enough when it comes to baseball history, and it's so fascinating to me, and to see that this game has been going on for so long. And when they put the initial, you know, dimensions and measurements in, someone said, "Hey, how about we make the mound 57 feet?" They said, no, 60 feet, 6 inches. It will be perfect for the rest of the time. 90 feet, no deviation. That's what we're going to have it." And I mean, how perfect were those dimensions when they were laid out over 150 years ago?
So help us out. You know, from the Cub convention, all of the former players, a list of guys that are going to be working with you, coming on, doing stuff. And now Mark Grace has been added to the mix. So it's another guy. It's going to be a lot of fun for Cub fans to see Gracie.
Absolutely. I mean, a guy who was just an institution during the 90s. I mean, more hits than anybody in the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's number two in doubles. So to have a guy of his pedigree that is so near and dear to the Cubs fans' hearts and their viewing tendencies, it's going to be great to have him. I mean, it'll be great just to, you know, just be able to pick his brain and talk, you know, old school 80s, 90s Cubs baseball. I mean, you know, what was Andre Dawson like? You know, how was it like playing with Lee Smith? Or, you know, just things like that. You know, Ryan Sandberg, give me the book on him. So he's just going to be able to enlighten us on so many more things than just the here and now.
Are you going to be able to meet Andre Dawson? Because wasn't he your favorite player, Cole?
He was. I hope I get to meet him. I mean, I know he's running a booming mortuary business down in Florida, so if we get time to step away from
that. Well, not that way, but yeah. Yeah. You're a young man. So the unique thing about Marquee, Cole, is that the studio is right there, a long foul ball away from Wrigley Field, and the access that everybody keeps talking about. How do you think that will translate? How do you think on a given Cubs Cardinals day or a day game or whatever, that will result in having the viewer being able to have that kind of access and benefit from it?
Well, the access is going to be second to none. I mean, we're going to have, you know, there's going to be the cameras in the dirt, you know, when Javi's playing, you know, playing shortstop and he's taking warm-ups in pregame, they're going to have, you know, microphones in the gloves. So when guys are playing catch, you can, you know, get up close and personal with those conversations. And I just feel like, you know, us also being a stone's throw away is going to put us right there in the mix. You know, whether or not the guys, you know, see us in the parking lot and when they're going in the back of the stadium, I just think the visibility just makes things that much better and that much more different than the other networks that you know, are attached to a team.
What the attraction of coming here, was it coming home? Was it being involved with the Cubs? Was it a chance to try something different? What the game? What was it that really drew you to it?
So I'd say yes, yes, and yes. So you know, being able to, you know, get back to just doing full time baseball. I mean, anytime you get to talk about just one singular sport, you know, that's a luxury in and of itself. You know, being able to talk just NFL, you don't have to, like, you know, as opposed to when I work at ESPN, you go in there, okay, there's the World Cup's going on, you have basketball, and, you know, this, that, and the other. There's so many different things that you have to, you know, to delegate your attention to, as opposed to, you know, what when you talk about football, it's just football. For me to come back and talk just about the Cubs and to be able to come back home and to be able, you know, to help start something that's going to be extremely special. I mean, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I couldn't pass that up. And I Thankfully, I didn't.
Cole, just curious, you know, I mean, when you talk about you've been at the NFL Network for a long time, and in Chicago, you're familiar with this. You know, controversy is sort of the fuel of sports talk radio. And when you talk about, like, today, we've spent a lot of time discussing Joe Maddon and Theo Epstein and the philosophical differences that both men denied last year, but now we're coming to the forefront. Is that a story? Is that a kind of thing that you'll try to resist at the Marquee Sports Network, or try to not embrace, but address in a way that is professional?
Well, absolutely. You know, everything needs to be addressed professionally, and I feel like if there's news to report, that's what we're here for. We're going to bring you all the games. We're also going to report the news, but we're not going to dwell on things. I mean, that wouldn't be good for anybody involved. I mean, whether it's this franchise or another franchise, I think that's what most of them do, and that's the idea. We want to, if there's news to be told or there's news to be broken, you're going to come here and we're going to have it for you. But like I said, dwelling on something that's in the past and basically, you know, a non-factor moving forward, I mean, why would we do that? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense here. It doesn't really make sense in a whole bunch of other places either.
Cole, just curious, people come up to you, people know what your job is, people call you, they want to know about Comcast? Is that what they're asking? Because that seems to be the case here.
You know, I haven't heard a whole bunch about it, but, you know, I've been back and forth. But, you know, all the people here at Marquee, I mean, they're on top of things, and I know the higher-ups and the people that are above my pay grade, I know that they're working diligently, and I know that, you know, more times than not, things get worked out, and that's more than likely what's going to happen. But, you know, you have to wait, and that's just where we're at right now. But for all the people that will have Marquee, I mean, I think they're going to be in for a treat. I think, well, you know, once we do hit the air on February 22nd, like I said, the Ernie Banks documentary, I mean, how much better will it get? And you follow that up with a preseason game, and just like that, boom, the 2020 baseball season is back.
Cole, how good is the team that you will be covering?
They're going to be a lot better, I think, than some of those player empirical comparison and optimization test algorithms state. I mean, I've never seen a team win a half a game before. It's unbelievable. 4.5 wins, and I mean, a 51.5% chance to make the postseason. I mean, who knows if that half comes to fruition? You know, anything's possible. But you know, I think they're going to be a lot better than that because I mean, when you look at some of these algorithms, you know, they take potential into the equation. And I mean, what do they always say? You can't measure a guy's heart. And I mean, how much can you really measure a guy's potential? I mean, who knows if this will be the year or not when things slow down for an individual player? Because we've seen that in the past. We'll see it in the future. The game of baseball, it's quick. But when it slows down for a guy, that's when things start to make sense. And we have no gauge on that. We don't really know when he's going to mature or whoever that player is, when they're going to become that pitcher that they've envisioned themselves being or that hitter that can go the other way with two strikes, that they weren't able to do that in years past. So I don't really put a whole bunch of stock into a lot of the numbers, but they're there, and they're there as, I would like to say, numbers are seasoning. If the game of baseball is an entree, it's your full course meal, the numbers are seasoning. They're good. You can put too much seasoning on, and it can ruin your whole meal, not enough seasoning, and you know it's not what you came to the restaurant for. So, I mean, I think they need to be used sparingly, but in the right places at the right time. And we'll see. I think this team has a lot of potential.
Cole, thanks a ton. Great catching up to you. Really appreciate you jumping on, and we're really looking forward to the launch.
Thanks, Cole. Welcome back.
So thanks, Mike and David. Appreciate it, guys.
That is Cole Wright. He will be on the Marquee Sports Network. You'll
week
see
from Saturday.
Yeah.
February 22nd.
That's something, huh?
That's fast.
Yeah.
You know,
it really should have started today, right?
I think ideally, if
right.
you are going to launch
but that,
a network,
but that's the first, is that the first game?
I don't know what it is. No, I'm not sure that is the hook. I'm not sure why they chose a Saturday afternoon in the middle of February when you could have been there for the first day of pitchers catchers reporting. You would think that would be the day, right?
What, don't people like the Marquee Sports Network? What is?
What do you have against the Marquee Network?
First game is indeed on the 22nd.
Ooh, oh, it is. Boo. Yeah, boo. Why are they booing the Marquee Sports Network?
I don't know. I have against the Marquee Network.
That's what I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I'm just saying the text lines are blown up.
Oh, well, you know why? Because they don't. Because there's so many people out there that are fearful
that they won't get to see it.
They're not going to get to see it.
No.
People who have Xfinity and Comcast and they're worried about, you know, what are they going to do on opening day if the Cubs aren't accessible on their television sets? And I
It's a legitimate concern.
I am one of those people.
Well, David, I believe there's a little network, a little radio station called The Score.
Oh, I listened.
I'm tune in to 670.
I'm a P1 from 9:15 through the next morning. Okay, I am P1. I'm there.
I believe I get confirmation on this that we will air all 162 Cubs games for the price of on the house.
We may do 163 if they have an extra game as well.
Well, let's not get too optimistic.
Just saying. They have a play-in game, we'll have it for you.
And the playoffs too.
We're there for you. If you have any issues at all.
Nothing better. Pat Hughes.
Even if you don't. Coon, Pat and Ron, get out
Zach,
of here.
Zach, come on.
Come on. Give me a break.
Magnifico.
It is Magnifico. We are going to speak to Dan and Connor. I'm told that they're on remote.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to make sure that all the buttons can be pushed and all the connections work. So hopefully we'll get our chance to talk to them. I'm not sure. You know what it is. When people go off on a remote, weird things happen. Kevin could spill a coffee for all I know. But we're optimistic that we'll get to those guys next.
Bad connection.
It's Mully and Hall on The Score.
Get ready to go green and get your Irish on at the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle on Sunday, March 22nd. Don't miss your chance to participate in a one-of-a-kind celebration through the streets of Chicago. Learn more at shamrockshuffle.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, I've been telling you all week long, Valentine's Day is Friday, so check this out. There's a brand new technology that's going to drive your wife or your girlfriend wild for Valentine's Day, and it's probably not what you're thinking. It's even better. It's called Micro Velvet, created by the PJ experts at PJ.